expected, according to the Paris Tourist Office. I'm Asya Fuchs.
Toymaker VTech has agreed to pay $650,000 to settle charges it violated a law protecting children's privacy. The Federal Trade Commission says VTech collected personal information from children without getting parental consent and didn't do enough to protect the data it collected. It's the first privacy and security case related to toys connected to the Internet. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my other host, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing this week, Sean?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like, I don't know quite how to describe this, so bear with me, but like existentially angsty, I guess. I don't know what the term would be, but like, imagine like...
I think you're going to have to dumb that down for us. All right, you're existentially angsty.
Well, I'm just like...
So you just want to say, forget it all and go run naked through the woods?
Kinda. Well, I feel like...
Maybe some sweatpants.
Imagine someone who's like one of those hardcore, the world is going to end in the year 2000 or whatever, and
right.
Then it's going to end in 2001 and 2002, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can imagine how, like, before the date, they would be in a rather unique state of, like, anticipation, like, existential anticipation. So I've had this feeling in the back of my head for the last week or so that, like, I don't know, aliens should invade or something.
You're basically like, feeling like it's all going to fall apart, so why should you follow any rules?
I mean, I would call that kind of a radical interpretation of the text there. But, yeah, I am kind of in that sort of mood. I don't know. I don't know where that comes from or what. I have no explanation. That's just where my heart is right now.
So. Well, I personally am at midlife crisis age. I'm at the age where people have midlife crises.
Quarter life crisis for me.
Yeah. So my kids are almost all at the age where I could legally kick them all out if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm 41, maybe. I might be 42. I don't know. My birthday's on the 3rd of next month.
You don't keep track anymore?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. February 3rd, born in 76. People at home do the math. That's how old I am.
Right.
So I'm like right at the, you know, midlife crisis phase. But I'm not going to have a midlife crisis. You know why?
You had one earlier?
I am... I ooze midlife crisis my entire life.
So you've been just sort of letting it out in chunks here
every
and there
6 weeks,
throughout your life.
Every 6 weeks, I throw my hands up. I say, screw it. All of this is pointless. I'm tearing it all down. I'm going to burn it down, and we're starting over, and we're done here.
See, you understand. That's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, that's how
Except
I feel.
You have a much better reason, because you have, like, a life of accomplishment behind you and all that.
So. Really?
I mean, relatively speaking.
Could you list those off for me? Because I would love to read that list.
You have, like, some kids and a
Job yeah.
and a radio show and stuff. So
I have kids, a job, and a radio show. You have two of those, Sean. And you might have kids you don't know about.
Yeah, but I'm the co-host.
Oh.
Yeah.
I called you the other host.
good point.
Couldn't
okay,
do it without
I feel
you.
Better. I do feel better.
But this is, I was actually talking to our engineer about this out front, about the problem with work is that no matter, because like.
There's just one problem?
Yes. Yes. There is one problem with work, or at least in my situation. I own a business, and so part of my New Year's resolution was I'm going to work harder.
Oh, boy.
And so I've been doing that.
That won't end well.
Well, more harder, more effectively you know, not necessarily longer, but more effective.
Smarter,
harder in the time that I'm working.
Okay.
And I'm realizing here we're about a week in, I don't know, 8 days in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm realizing here that no matter how hard I work, there's still an endless amount of work in front of me. So I could do practically nothing in a day, and I could do a ton of stuff in a day, and there'd still be an endless amount of work.
The amount remaining would still be infinity.
Right.
That's interesting.
It's very daunting.
Yeah, I mean, I can see how that would be. I never make New Year's resolutions because everyone around me is always sort of bummed out when the holidays end. And so I try to, like, give up some responsibility at the beginning of January so that I can be chipper while everyone else is just oppressed with their silly, you know,
totally
shackles or whatever.
You feel better when other people are jealous of your happiness?
Yeah. So... And so far, it's working pretty well.
I never make New Year's resolutions, but I decided to this year. I decided I was going to lose some weight. I was going to do my best to lay off the coffin nails.
Coffin nails.
Cigarettes.
Right, okay.
But they make my voice so chocolatey.
Yeah, you know.
It's like, how can you have a career in radio with that?
Way being a radio star against, you know, another... 10, 15 years when you're already crotchety and falling apart anyway.
Yeah,
so.
It's like nobody's going to care. I'm going to doom all my relationships by then anyway.
Right.
And, you know, work a little harder at work, you know, little things like that. So this is my first time ever making New Year's resolutions. So, you know, don't ruin this for me.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's going very well.
All right. So our guest tonight is a repeat of a guest.
Yes.
We've had this guest on before, and we are having her back because we have more questions.
We do say almost every single interview with every single person, wow, we could talk to you for hours. So, hey,
yeah,
we're doing that.
Most of the time I'm lying, though.
You know? Yeah, but not with this guest.
No, of course not. Yeah, no.
Did you already say who it was?
Yes, the Dark Lady.
The Dark Lady. Okay.
Dark Lady. And she's going to discuss witchcraft with us.
For those who don't remember, that was the Grey Witch. Either bound to the darkness or to the light, in my.
Yeah,
you know,
it seems like a little.
Way of saying that.
Seems a little vague, you know, to be the Grey Witch, because. You know, my day job, well, nobody cares about my day job. But the, you know, to be...
Sounds like she's leaving her options open. I can respect
that.
Yeah,
it seems a little non-committal. But, I mean, I get the concept, you know. Because I would consider myself gray because we live in a world of so many people who are black or white and they seem like such extremists.
Yeah.
You know, our political environment is a prime example of just people who are just like, oh, you're this, I hate you because I'm this. And, like, both sides are doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead and say, that sounds just like a conservative, or that sounds just like a liberal. You're both right. Yeah. It does. You know, for people to be so caught up in these attitudes that as soon as somebody says something like, I don't know, I'm just over it.
I was thinking about this the other day, actually, and I was thinking about, like, oligarchs. Because both sides, no matter what side you're on, talks about, you know, the world is secretly controlled by a cabal of people we don't like.
Yeah, it is.
But it's just different people. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, do I really prefer, like, a software billionaire to an oil billionaire? You know, or are they both the enemy? And I was kind of coming to the conclusion, you know, maybe the software billionaire has my views on gay marriage, but, you know, they're still holding on to all my wealth, so.
Yeah, but.
You know, in a class consciousness respect, I think, yeah, we do get kind of caught up in our silly divisions. And, you know, we should just burn the rich and create a communist society.
I think that's a little contrary to what I was saying. To me, that sounds like a freaky liberal.
I'm like... 50% joking.
So. Yeah, I know. Right. 50% joking, but also serious.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the other 50%.
Thanks for proving my point.
Yeah,
thanks for coming on the radio.
I always
like a man.
Do that.
Right. All right. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back. We got the Dark Lady. We're talking about witchcraft.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hey music lovers, Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and will kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, January 19th from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady. Hi, Lori, we got you there with us.
Yeah, I sure do.
Welcome back.
Hi, guys. Hi. Back.
Yeah, you are one of our few return guests. We've had very few.
Well, thanks very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I can only remember one other, so.
Yeah. So how have things been going for you since we last saw you or heard you?
Oh, pretty crazy.
Yeah, it seems
pretty
like
crazy.
your presence online has been blowing up.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, it also seems that you it also seems like you have some not only a huge growth in followers, but maybe a few people trying to shut you down.
Right, I've got a few haters, that's for sure.
Yeah, what's up with that? You know, I've been following a little bit of that. I was hoping you'd explain it to me a little bit more.
Well, I really couldn't tell you. I got some people, I guess they're out after me. They're trying to shut me down from my tarot reading. They started with that. They started flagging all my posts, and then Facebook got a hold of it and shut me down as spam. They were hitting it as spam and stuff. And then it went to my my witch's school, and they started doing that. I never did get that one back, so I had to reorganize my school and
That's
get
terrible.
That back up. So it's just been crazy. And then they flagged the event for you guys with me too. So yeah, I don't know who it is. I really don't, but I have a feeling it's more than one.
They
just don't like what I'm doing.
Are we suspecting that it's other witches, or are we suspecting that it's religious?
Yeah, it could be other witches, or it could be Christians. It could be somebody that just doesn't like the way I look. I've had people tell me that, you know. What I teach, because I teach differently than most. I'm not the traditional Wiccan type of person, and I don't teach a year and a day, you know. So I'm very different than most, and I really care about my people. And I don't know.
Sorry, could I have you back up a moment there? What was that year and a day thing? I'm not familiar with this.
They for a year and a day, they would teach, and then you get a certificate. And, you know, I never did that.
It's sort of a tradition, because
that is high magic, and I'm not into high magic. So.
Well, I always found, like, Wiccan and Druid, you know, paganism in general to be a little bit confusing, because there is a huge time lapse between when it was practiced before and when it's practiced now. I've always been a little curious as to how they got these rules that, you know, we're looking at literally thousands of years where we knew, like, paganism was going on before, and then thousands of years, nobody was doing it. There were no books. There was nothing. And then now we have these neo-paganists that are sort of going off about the way things have always been, but it's like, how do they know it's always been that way?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always thought that was a little...
Well, I know that Wicca, it started back in the, like, 1952-ish or so, and Gerald Gardner was the one that started that, you know, the threefold law and harm none and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's fine. That's where I started. I started in Wicca, and it is now seen as a religion by the government. So that's good. That's good for the witches. That's good for us. But, you know, I started in Wicca, and that's what a lot of people are finding out. They start in Wicca, and then as they learn and they grow, then they start moving over to the center, like where I am, the grayish. And that way you can do either black or white, gray, you know.
So is Wicca considered white magic?
That what?
Is Wicca considered white magic then?
So, yeah, but there are some gray, but, yeah, I would say it's mostly in that area. Yeah. You know, harm none, threefold law. If you, whatever you send out returns to you, you know, that kind of thing.
Right,
so,
comes back threefold. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I don't believe that.
I guess I don't hate to say this. Most of my knowledge on this topic comes from movies.
from what?
From movies.
Oh, yeah.
I am a horror movie fanatic, so I've seen just about every witch movie out there. So, Andrea and I were talking earlier, and she was telling me something about an electronic spell. And I think it ties a little bit into what we were just talking about. What was she telling me?
Yeah, I had a big backlash from the witch community when I did that. I believe that the computers, the cell phones, all has energy, very strong energy. And I know this because when I do tarot readings, I can intune myself to the person at the other end. And also when I channel spirit, I can do that too. When I help people at the other, it doesn't matter how far away they are, I can intune myself with those people through the computer or the telephone or the cell phone. Yeah. And so I know without a doubt that if I put up a post on financial gain, whatever, And all my witches in my group, there's 23,000 of them, if they all put their intent into that post and we send that spell out, it will work. And it has. But then there are witches that do it the other way. You know, pen, pencil, and that's great too. I love that. I do that myself. I do it on a bay leaf with my wish, you know. I wish certain thing on a bay leaf, write it on there, and then I burn it, you know, to release it up into the atmosphere.
No, actually, this is the first time I've ever heard this. This is actually interesting. Oh. This is yeah. Something that we could do to try, right?
That is certainly. It's a very easy spell. Just get a bay leaf, you know, a good size one. Write what you would like on there and concentrate on it and then burn it and release the spell out into the air. It'll work. It works every time. It's kind of like a wish spell type of thing.
Now I'm kind of curious about sort of the anatomy of a lot of your spells. Is that – you said that was a fairly simple one. Do most of your spells involve, you know, a lot of stuff? Like a lot of paraphernalia that you use, or is it kind of some of them do, a lot of them don't?
I'm not the type of person that will, you know, make a circle and call the quarters and all that.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much the high mass, you know, magic. I'm really not into that. I want to make it as simple as it can be and work, you know,
right.
So people can do it. Probably the most that I do is for poppets, you know, where you have to make a poppet, and then you put the batting in it, and you put graveyard dirt, or, you know, it all depends on what kind of poppet it is. You can do baneful poppets, which are harmful poppets. You can do healthful poppets. You can do spiritual poppets, love poppets, protection poppets.
I'm going to need a little bit of explanation on that term, poppet. Is that... like
a doll?
Or? A doll. Okay.
Yeah, it's a doll. It's a little doll. It doesn't matter how you make
it.
Whatever you'd like to make it out of. I make it out of all sorts of things. I even make them out of straw. Straws that you drink out of, you know?
Oh,
I make
really?
Some really cute ones. They're just little guys. But you can put your herbs and salt and everything else like that right in the top of it. And then I just wind string around it, like a lot, you know, to keep it together. But it has to kind of look like a man. And then there you go. You got your little poppet.
And so you use these for all sorts of things.
You can do apples. You can do whatever you can carve a little man figure out of. That's a poppet.
And what does the poppet do exactly? It like focuses
can do anything.
What you're doing.
Very, very strong magic.
It just allows you to focus your energy into it, maybe?
Right.
Okay.
You focus your intent into it, whatever that is, for love. If you really want to banish somebody, that would to me be a baneful, harmful thing. Banish the person out of your life. You make your poppet. And I would put graveyard dirt in it and black salt, cayenne pepper, regular salt in it. And I would put that in there. And then you would write the person's name down. And then you would pin it to the poppet's heart area.
Okay.
And then sew it all up, you know, after you did all that. So off the head, after you filled it up with the batting and the herbs and everything. And then what you would do with something like that is you would either put it in like in a little man-made coffin type of thing and then bury it really deep off your property. It's always got to be off your property. And then that would pretty much make that person vanish out of your life.
That's awesome.
All right.
I have to try that.
This is a good place to take a break. We're coming up on our commercial break. You are listening to our guest, Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady, here on Radio Wasteland.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
We're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia. We both own Kias and we love them. I personally am driving a brand new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA rated 51 miles per gallon city. Reading Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with a complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Reading Kia and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Reading Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, readingkia.com.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of March 16th at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include 9 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and villas on Antigua for up to 6 people, a 6-night South African photo safari for 2, and 10 nights at the Club Barbados Resort and Spa for up to 6 people. So get your tickets today in any Reading or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets by February 28th. And remember, it's all about the animals.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Well, the sun is gone down, and you're uptown, and you just bow, running around, getting hardly standing, you're troubling me, getting hardly standing, you just can't.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady, and we were talking about witchcraft. Specifically, we covered two topics in the last segment that I kind of like to put together and address. You were talking about the poppet and people's sort of issue with electronics and technology and magic. And so from my understanding, the poppet is really just sort of something for people to focus on
to put their magic into. And,
right.
And really, ultimately, what would the difference between that and a Facebook post be?
None whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't really see much of a difference there.
Yeah, me neither. It is, I believe, the way of, you know, I just believe that this is the next step in our evolution as witches, is to use what we have in front of us, you know. Hmm. It's just, if we can harness the power of the computer and the cell phone and the energy that's inside of it, you know, and with our intent, it will only, like, amplify our spell. So that's just what I'm trying to get across. And a lot of my members I've helped with, and since a lot of people come to me, they all understand it. I'm trying to teach different because I step outside the box, guys. Let's face it. You know,
right.
I'm not like the rest of the people around or the witches. And so I get a lot of flack.
Right. You're not dreaming about the times of yore. You're
no,
progressive.
No, I'm trying.
A progressive
to,
witch?
Yeah.
Maybe is the right way to put it.
I'm trying to keep up with the times and try to figure out different types of magic that I can use to help people, because that's what I want to do, is help. I want to help non-witches and witches. I want to help the world see us in a different light, because we are, you know, not what television sees us as or what the Bible says we are, or we're just normal people that have a talent that and really, we're here to help. That's what our mission is to help.
I was I was reading an article recently by a modern witch, or rather, it was an interview with a modern witch who was raised Catholic, I believe, and she was raised in a strain of Catholicism that was very, like, just disparaging of attempts to empower women, I guess. And so she had kind of rebelled against that and had sort of a chip on her shoulder about that. And the thrust of the article seemed to be is that witchcraft is becoming a very popular form of belief or practice among young women, especially,
right,
who are kind of rebelling against older religious ideas that aren't as focused on, like, female empowerment. Would you agree with that? Have you seen that?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
In fact, most of my people that come to me are women, and I try to help. I try to empower them my own way, you know. Try to bring the power of the witch out, which comes from your heart. That's where I believe your power really is. And probably about 95% of the people in my groups are women. So yeah, I can believe that they want the goddess. I have, my goddess is Hecate, and she's the queen of the witches and magic and the crossroads and the underground, and she's very powerful, and she's the one that I use a lot. But, I can see that.
So is there any sort of difference in ability between men and women when it comes to witchcraft?
Are
women more prone to success with it, or?
No, I've seen a lot of men that are very, very good at what they do too.
Yeah.
So
it seemed like the article was saying this was sort of, you know, women who feel disenfranchised in other religions can kind of go into this, and it celebrates them much more. That seemed to be what it was saying.
The goddesses, yeah. I can see that a lot. I was a Christian for a lot of years, and I just found out that it wasn't for me. You know, I just didn't. Mm-hmm. I never felt comfortable there. And one of my ancestors is Saint Martin's, and he came from pagan parents, and went into the church, and he was he rose the dead, and he preached the gospel, and he was a healer. And I thought, well, gosh, he did everything that Jesus Christ did, you know. Why is he not the Son of God, too? I don't really understand that. Why one man can be a saint and another man could be the, you know, the Son of God. So then I started thinking, wow, well, I, you know, some of this stuff just doesn't work right. I can't figure it out, you know, because I've read the Bible a couple of times. Mm. And so I just go, no. And I always felt that I was different because there's things that I could do when I was little and seeing things and they would come true. And so I started probably about 30 years ago doing it in the closet. I was a Wiccan. And then I came out of the closet. I said, heck with it. I don't care what people think. I'm going to go with my heart. I'm going to help my brothers and my sisters have a different, a new face for the witch, you know, because the name witch really scares people. And I don't really understand because we are beautiful people. I know, because I've seen many beautiful witches. But we always are associated with the green face, the big nose, the wart on the end of the nose, you know, the black scraggly hair. I know that's a Halloween witch, but that is what a lot of people think we are.
Right.
Now, I grew up with Bewitched, you know, the beautiful blonde Samantha. In fact, my daughter's named Samantha after her, and I wanted to be her. You know, I think everybody played Bewitched, you know, girls at that time. But it just resonated with me, and I don't know. I'd been baptized twice, you know, one in the river and one in the church. It just never clicked. I was different, and
but witchcraft
and being a witch is what who I am and yeah. Who I have always been. I know in my past lives I've been a witch too. In fact, I was killed in one of my past lives in the burning years. I know that. So, you know, it's something that's always been with me, but I happened to be in a family that was Christian. So I was confused, you know?
Right. Something you said earlier prompted a question from me. You said that Hecate was your goddess.
Yeah.
And so she was the Greek goddess of witchcraft, like you were saying, and everything.
Uh-huh.
Are the other goddesses, well, for one, are they all goddesses or are they also gods? And are they primarily from Greek or?
Oh, there's Greek and there's Egyptian, there's Roman. But she's the one that I tend to identify with because she's also of spirits. And I am a channeler of spirits. I always take the spirit sides. I don't know why. I always want to try to help the living and the dead. Well, that's a whole other story.
I didn't get your answer, though.
I do a whole show on that.
So huh? there are male gods also?
Oh, yeah.
That,
yes,
that some people
definitely.
Are? Oh, okay.
I just don't follow them, even though my son says that I need to have both the god and the goddesses.
I see.
But I just don't identify with the male part of it. I'm more the female, so
okay, well,
I don't know why. I just feel more comfortable.
We're coming up on our last commercial break here with you. You are listening to Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady, here on Radio Wasteland, and we got some more questions, so come on back.
Yeah. Many uninsured Californians don't know they can get financial help for health insurance. To find out if you qualify, visit coverca.com or call 800-300-1506 and keep listening to KCNR 1460. We will be talking to Adam Unger of Cover California on Thursday at 6 p.m. He'll be answering all your health insurance questions and discussing when and how you can register. For more information, visit coverca.com. Cover California. It's more than healthcare. It's life care.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Lori Jackson, the Dark Lady. Sean, you had a question for our guest here?
Yeah, I was wondering, how often do you cast spells? Is it an everyday thing? Is it, you know, a couple of times a day? Is it, you know, when there are serious circumstances in your life and you need, you know, to cast magic to handle it? Or how does it work?
Exactly? Yeah, we were talking about this on break, and it's not like you would cast a love spell like every week unless
right.
you were, you know.
No. Like, unless you were very fickle.
You know, right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it all depends, guys. But I help a lot of people to cast their own spells. You know, mm-hmm. I run them through it. So it's like I'm doing a spell every day because I do help them, and I put my intent into it, too, with them. So, I would say every day for me, really.
Interesting.
And then I do it for myself. I'll do a spell out, candle spells. Candle spells are really big with me for my group, for protection or for help for them. I'll light a candle. So that's a spell too. It just all depends, you know, but I'm always involved with spell weaving, always, every day.
And do you ever find yourself using magic without doing it on purpose? Is that a possibility for somebody, or?
How do you mean? You
well,
mean,
like
unconsciously, or
yeah, like a, like maybe a psychic would accidentally read somebody. Do you ever accidentally find yourself causing magic to happen? I'm not sure how to word that.
No, I'm pretty controlled. I control my magic pretty well, so I don't really make that many mistakes. I can't. So. No, I wouldn't say I'd ever done that.
So I'm guessing that the magic is kind of like exercising a muscle, that you're stronger now because you have done it so much, and that somebody who's just starting out who maybe could accidentally do something maybe doesn't have the strength to really cause the damage?
Yeah, well, I don't really think that spell weaving can cause a lot of damage. It all depends on what you're doing. It's all a learning experience. I had to learn by mistakes. I made some mistakes, you know. But if you don't try, you're not going to get anywhere. And that's part of it. I'm trying to teach people not to be afraid to cast because it's good for you. You know, you need to learn. And if you make a mistake, that's fine.
And do you find that a lot of your students are afraid? Are they coming to you in a state where they're very curious but also very afraid of the power?
Afraid to cast, yeah. And they shouldn't be because it should just feel good. Because if it's coming from your heart, then it should feel really good for you to be able to cast and to help yourself and to help others, your family, your friends. You know, the people you love, and that's what it's all about. That's what magic's all about, is helping.
Well, then why do I assume that there's a lot of damage, though, that people can do, or is all this anti-witchery going around in this world purely fabricated?
I would say that that's about the truth. I think that, there's a lot of witches that I don't know. I just don't look at spells that way as a bad thing. I look at it as a good thing. And the more you learn, the more you practice, the better you are, and the more you can help yourself and others.
So these people who come to you and they're afraid of casting spells, what are they afraid of? It seems like the worst thing that could happen is nothing happens, right?
They're afraid. They think that they have to have a certain this and a certain that. And a lot of things that I do are just in me. I just know how to do it, you know, and a lot of witches can do that. They just know what to put in, what to do, how to say it. I don't really rhyme or anything. I just kind of put my intent, how I think it is, and I do things so different than most, but it works, and it works for me, and it works for people that I help, so that's all that really matters. I think people get high magic and low magic confused. High magic is covens and circle and calling the quarters and things like that, the kind that you see on TV. Okay. Low magic is what I do, which is poppets and candles and herbs and trees and, you know, that kind of stuff. Spirits. If that makes sense.
It does. So somebody who wanted to start out doing this, you know, what would maybe one of their first spells be? Like, you covered witchcraft with us last time, and I understand that, but I guess one thing that I think a lot of people, when they're curious about witchcraft, are curious about, it's the same thing Sean and I kind of perked up on when you were talking about writing on the bay leaf and burning it.
Right.
You know, we're kind of curious about the ritual, you know, so what's one of those starter rituals that these people might be doing?
Well, let's see, a lot of people come to me to have somebody stop something, like gossiping, coming over all the time, you know, that kind of stuff. And what I do is, it's a very well-known spell. I just tell them, do a freezer spell. Now, what I do is I do it with a poppet because I'm a poppet girl. I love poppets. I did that in my past life, and I do it now. But the easiest thing for that is you just write the person's name. This is another where you write the person's name down on a piece of paper, and you put it in a plastic bottle with water halfway up, and you put it in the freezer. You write the person's name down and what you want to stop. Okay? And then you put it in the bottle, and you put the water up halfway, well, to cover it up, and then you put it in the freezer, and that should, and if you want them to be nicer to you, you can put honey or sugar in there, and they'll be nicer to you, too.
So I like that.
It's very easy,
yeah,
and it works. There's a lot of really easy spells that you can do, and then there's a lot of really complicated, like the poppets that you do where you bury them, and then, and you know.
Well, unfortunately, as usual, we're coming up on the end of the show. But we got a little time.
Can we talk to you guys for another 3 hours?
Well, we'll have to do it again. But before we're out of here, can you tell our listeners how they can find out more about you and where they can find you online?
Well, you can find me online at Facebook. Of course, you just put in my name, Dark Lady, and I'll come up all over the place. I have tons. And my school is, you just type in www.dlws.weebly.com, and that'll be our school. And then I also have a YouTube now, guys.
Oh,
and it's
awesome.
Everything Dark Lady. So I just started that a couple of weeks ago. And then my tarot readings is Dark Lady Tarot Reading at Weebly.com if you ever want a reading from me. So
awesome. Well, thank you very much. I have one final question for you because Sean and I are going to try it out. Is that bay leaf dried or is it fresh?
Dried.
One dried bay leaf. We're doing it.
A black pin. Like a Sharpie or something.
Black pen.
And let us know how it works. Like, oh, there's one other thing I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
I found a, I don't know if you know about it. It's a, like a library, a huge library that has millions of, books online.
Awesome.
And it's free. And it's called openlibrary.org.
Okay.
And I've been reading about the burning ears and stuff in there. It's really cool, guys. You should check it out.
We will check it out. Thank you very much. And thank you for remembering what we were all trying to figure out last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
All right. You've been listening to Lori Jackson here on Radio Wasteland, The Dark Lady. Search it up. You'll find her.
Thanks for checking us out.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House is rebuffing any attempt by former strategist Steve Bannon to make amends for his controversial comments in a new book.
Bannon has expressed some regrets about his quotes in the book Fire and Fury, but a White House spokesman says there's no way back for Bannon after he questioned President Trump's fitness for office. Spokesman Hogan Gidley says the president's criticism of the book still stands, saying it was obvious that the book was false and fake.
White House correspondent Greg Clutch.